sit back and relax. And allow your ears to absorb 2 inches deep.
Deep, it's your boy, Rock and the Mic. We got Coach Jax Bozarth next to me, and of course, Sad Boy Zach Grant. Sponsored to you by Dickie's Barbecue and the only Jeep only, baby. That's right. So, interesting week for some of us. If you guys didn't listen to our intermission report on, we posted it on Wednesday. You guys should definitely go take a listen to that. Some interesting stuff on there. Every Wednesday, intermission report, a little segment that we do. Short little podcast episode, and we just kind of describe a few things. Podcast? It's like an episode, you know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, people don't know, maybe it's a YouTube thing. Speaking of YouTube, we had a video, if you guys didn't catch it last time. It's our kickball video.
Oh, baby.
Great video.
All for Alzheimer's.
Right. You guys can check that out. Pull that up on YouTube. Go in the comments. Say something, you know. Say something nice.
Say something.
Anyway, but we have like a little special announcement. Does Zach want to explain?
Yeah, we can. We're doing a pretty big giveaway. I think we're waiting for 100 YouTube subscribers, correct?
Something like that. We surpassed 100 on Instagram, so.
We got some merchandise coming in. We got the XL package from Dickie's Jackson, I believe. That's right. Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. And then a free oil change also from Jeep Only. Doesn't matter what car you drive, we'll service it. We got to figure out, if you guys have any suggestions, we got to figure out like a game or some way to hold this giveaway, to find winners. So we're all ears if you guys have some suggestions or something like that, but we want to do something for you guys, for our listeners. So
that's right,
we're gonna do a nice little giveaway, and shoot, we'll see who wins. I don't know.
That's right. I think we should just hop right into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Alright, so we're gonna start off with a Dumbass of the Week, brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue.
Legit
Texas Barbecue, baby. Yes, anyway, I think I should start off Dumbass. I mean, it's just kind of recent. I think this is
your podcast
as of today. Of course it is, you know, I run this shit. I think this is as of today. You know, the NBA, the bubble, they're supposed to be coming back pretty soon here. I know MLB already came back.
Something like that.
But I saw,
I didn't come back, the MLB did, but anyways.
I was looking up, I was trying to find something. We were trying to do, a star cut bench, and I was trying to find out J.R. Smith, I forgot his name for a second. So I was looking up a Lakers roster. A hell of news popped up about, Dwight Howard, and I was like, what's up with this guy? And then there's always something with this guy. And he said that, he's like, I don't believe in vaccines or something like that.
I don't even.
And then he's also like, he was like, I'm not going to wear a mask because it's telling me to wear a mask.
That's a little dumb. Yeah.
And,
a little dumb.
I don't know. I think there's going to be the repercussions for him.
If I'm taking Dwight Howard's side, I'm not getting no COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
But, I'll wear my fucking mask.
I don't know.
The NBA and the mask has been an issue as of late. Like James Harden wore a Blue Lives Matter mask,
and he said he didn't know what it meant.
He didn't know what it meant, so that was a little problematic. Surprised our political guy over here didn't say.
Yeah, I didn't bring up. Well, you know, you know what side he picks. So
I'm not political here, but
you like that? I just bought the James Harden jersey. What do you mean?
You're right,
fucking guy.
I like H-Town.
Oh, so I sent this in our group chat this week. Thought it was actually pretty funny. I'll probably get canceled for this, but fuck it.
Probably. We do that a lot.
I'm not sure who this is, but this lady's running for Congress, so
she works for Congress?
Yeah, she's running for Congress. That's literally where I it's.
I love the political Lauren this week.
Lauren Boebert for Congress.
Boebert?
And this is just a tweet that she had to say, and now I really hope she gets thrown in Congress just based off this tweet.
It's a great tweet.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm here.
I haven't heard it.
I'm a Christian, so they may try to drive me to my knees, but that's where I'm the strongest. And that's what I respect.
How do you think she got so far?
I really respect that right there. So that's power. That's a power move, if you ask me. You know, you put that tweet out. Let's just look at the statistics while we're here.
People say women can't run our country. That's Exhibit A.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. She has 16.9K fucking retweets and comments and 53.1K. That's what I'm saying. Anything, that just helped her campaign, if you ask me.
Yeah, of course.
There's gonna be some leaked nudes coming out here shortly, and then really it's just gonna help her.
Yeah. Anyways, my dumbass this week is Steven Brault. All you fucking regular ass people out there who don't know who that is, neither did I.
I don't know.
He's a pitcher for the Pirates, Pittsburgh Pirates. We hate Pittsburgh around here. You know me. This fool has fish scales tattooed on both arms. I saw it on spring training. Yeah. And I couldn't believe my eyes. Well, we might post a picture of it for our episode title. It's fucking awful.
Yeah, what was he thinking, you know? Like, what does that do?
It's like, because he has color on one side, so he's got, like, the rainbow trout fish scales over here, and the black and white over here. And it's like, bro, I just don't see the vibe. I don't know where you're going with that.
He's one with
the... And he plays for Pittsburgh, so how the fuck... You're already a dumbass at that point.
That's true. I don't know how to look at that, but MLB's back. That's all I gotta say.
Something, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, just to let you guys know, I had a little rager last night.
Something like that.
Thanks for coming.
Me and my girl weren't really excited, but...
No, thanks for coming.
Go ahead, please.
Now, what are we going
to
say?
No, we need to actually discuss this because it's been a problem between Ali Rock and I's relationship as of late. Oh. So, Zach, I need you to intervene. What would you define a party as opposed to a kickback?
50 people's a party.
Okay. I respect your decision, but I'm not a, you know...
Thank
I
you.
I didn't go to Bishop Gunn or, you know...
Right, but you didn't say you had a party. You said you had a rager.
It was a rager in my eyes. Right. I was because so I was raging.
75 to 100? At least?
Something like that.
What's like
that's what, I mean, and we're going to talk about it in a few minutes, but that's where I was kind of going with it too. And Ali Rock seems to think a gathering of 12 is a party. So
we need I had 12 people there.
We need to, I wouldn't even say it was 12. It was like probably like
20.
Near, upwards 20. Near but like 18.
I have one question because
it was 20, 25 people.
If you guys haven't figured it out, clearly my girl and I weren't there. But.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, Ali Rock, Jackson and I, in his eyes, we're just work friends, work associates. So did you, Jackson, my question is, did you feel like left out or kind of like a fly on the wall at the party?
Well, you know, it was definitely interesting because I walked in and it was just like shook up Ali Rock and then just kind of gazed around. I was like, I absolutely know nobody here.
I'm a dude shaking ass at least.
No, and that's the issue. It's like, this is what I'm saying.
What was
like
the
this guy,
ratio?
It was at least probably like, I'd say
3-1.
Yeah, there's a lot of penis there. I'll say that. A lot of penis there. So
that wasn't my intention, you know. But it's just the way it's
2020. Grow the fuck up.
Sorry.
Anywho, to tell you the truth, I mean, it was a good time. I had a good time. You know, I'm a social butterfly, so I made my rounds and everything, told my stories. Evidently, I'm the funniest person there in the party. So,
well, that's because I wasn't there.
That's right.
Definitely the best looking one there too. So,
again, no,
but
that's
all
fucking
in all,
false. Because
all
I got a haircut. Shout out to my barber, Paul.
Yeah, it looks like shit.
Dude. Okay, whatever you say, buddy.
I didn't know Stevie Wonder cut you up.
You're funny as fuck.
Bro, what's a Stevie Wonder?
He did some magic.
Ray Charles.
He did some magic. Anyway, well, since we're on the topic of parties, we thought a cool story to share would be like some crazy. Funny, like some party story that, like, you know, brings back memories. Something you should mention.
Well, clearly Ali Rock hasn't been to a real party, so I guess, I don't know. I don't know where this story's gonna go.
I've been to a few parties. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I'll start us off on this. This is a funny story to me, anyways. For all you high schoolers out there, not high schoolers, but if you could remember back to your high school days, there was this thing called the Rave Cave, and it was like a little off-road trail.
It kind of sounds rapey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why
it's not
gives
the
me.
Rape. The not the rape cave. Bill Cosby wasn't there. It was the rave cave. But they hired like these, like this DJ. They had fucking lights. Like,
in the
like,
cave.
In this cave in this mountain.
They
got
crazy.
Shut down real early. Not
really?
Real early, but probably like an hour and a half into it.
How'd it get shut down if it's in the middle of the desert?
Four cops, fire truck.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, no, they shut down.
Oh, man.
There was a rave cave too, but that's
I remember this story.
But me and my boy, sad boy, Pat, were... We were at this rave cave, and Ryan Beckner, Jeremy, you know, our exec, his dad, we talk about Wendy a lot. His dad is equally strict, I would say. Brian's a strict guy. And Patrick and I are at this rave cave in this mountain. So we're not thinking about, like, reception and stuff like that, cell phone reception. This was like, it's weird my dad hasn't hit me up, like, asking what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. We get back to my house. Patrick plugs his phone in. We go to sleep, and in the morning, it's like 38 missed calls. All this shit from his dad, and this one was grounded for like 2 months after. But the rave cave was like, if we're talking about like high school parties, that shit was fucking legit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say like, it got shut down, but there was probably 150 people in this cave. fucking strobe lights, a DJ set. Like, it was like you were at fucking Life is Beautiful, bro. It was wild.
I thought you were going to go somewhere else with that story about a certain incident that happened.
Incident that happened. You're going to get me in trouble, but I remember...
Not with you. Nothing that gets you in trouble at all. But it involves a car.
I thought we discussed this one.
It involved a car. You can just say it because I don't know what you're talking
Someone about. Got ran over?
Patrick? No, that wasn't that night. Was at Presley... Presley's house. I'm not going to drop the last name. I don't know why. But that was at her house. That was a different night.
Was it Rave Cave?
That wasn't the Rave Cave, no. Rave Cave was just a crazy... Like, one of the best parties I've been to, but it was just funny in the aspect that, like... I guess my boy got in trouble for a long time for that, too. But
38 missed calls is 38 missed calls. That's,
yeah, you know, that was, like...
There's not a whole lot of explaining that you can do.
38? That. That's obsessive right there. That's a lot.
His dad was very...
She called me twice, and you know,
but his dad is very protective, so it's like... And me being not the best influence in the world was like, well, what the fuck are you guys doing, you know? But
Yeah.
No, that was my party story. That was probably the best party I've been to, along with one of the funnier nights. Just everything in general, and then the morning leading up to that. You know, we probably got egg works that day, and it was probably a good day, but...
I had egg works this morning.
Yes.
Original breakfast burrito, or did you switch it up?
Switched it up, actually.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Not the country fried steak.
No, I got the Santa Cruz skillet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, look at you go.
I do fuck with the skillets.
Mm, chili.
I think I want to go just because maybe I have like two. Go ahead. I think you have an interesting story. But one of them is like, when I was younger, my uncle lived in Chicago. And he had a pretty big like property. Lots of land, like a nice pool and stuff like that. So anytime there's like a... I mean, to me, it was a party, but I guess you guys would be a kickback. But, you know, how many people would be there? I'm talking like 50 people. So, is it a party? 50 people?
50 people is considered a rager to me.
Okay. Well, they're all... And they're also, like... They're all kind of, like, adults. Like, they're all in their late 20s, stuff like that.
Okay.
And I'm a young kid. But my uncle, he bought a storage unit off an auction. You know how they do, like
this? Like, a storage war section?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it was full of, like, dirt bikes, like... Little go-karts and stuff like that. Yeah.
So
but he had no keys and like they were not like working. So he just fixed them up and we hotwired them. And he was like, oh, let's go driving around shit. So I go, oh, yeah. And some dumbass, bro. And these are like, I was like 12 years old and I can barely fit in this. And these guys, grown men trying to get in these, bro. So we're driving around the property, bro. And then they're all fucked up and drunk, dude. And then some guy just fucking... goes up this hill and flips this bitch and like breaks his wrist and shit and have,
like a golf cart incident like me on Sienna.
Like it was bad, dude. He didn't shit himself, but like it was bad. And we had to like fucking like saw off like some of like because the shit was bent in there, like saw it off and shit
to get him out.
Yeah, it turned into like held a disaster, dude. Like ruined the party and shit type.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. That was one of mine, bro. But still, everyone had a good time
except that guy.
Yeah. No big deal.
I like that.
What's your other one?
I want to hear yours first.
I have two. Okay. Would you like to hear the good one first or the bad or like the decent one first? I mean, my dad did love me, so.
This is a good one first.
The good one first?
Yeah.
So it was actually the summer going into my senior year. And there's no like easy way to say this. I mean, this is going to sound like the most douchebag story ever. But
I was fucking a lot of chicks.
No, not that. I was at it for sure. You know, I respect women on this podcast. But
on this podcast,
yeah, outside of the mic, yikes. But anyways, I went to Gorman, and for those of you who don't know, because we are actually. You know, not to toot our own horn, but we are increasing in numbers. This is probably the most productive week we've had in a long time. So if any of you guys are new, welcome in. We really appreciate you. Anyways, but went to high school. And the net worth of most people that went there succeeds more than most.
Right.
And so we had football practice and everyone's like talking about this thing called ADC. I was like, what the fuck? Like, it sounds like EDC. It's like right before UC. And we're like, what the fuck is that? They're like, oh, bro, so-and-so's having a party. I'm not going to say names. Don't drop names on this podcast. But her family has quite to do with, give you guys a hint, the UFC and Station Casinos out in Las Vegas. So she's like doing this whole party, and they're like, yeah, bro, like, you know, they're gonna close off the Red Rock pool area, and we're all gonna go. I was like, shit. They're like, here's a wristband. I was like, oh, it's like, it's legit like that. If it's legit Texas barbecue, and I'm getting fucking a wristband for this, you know what I mean?
More legit than that Texas barbecue.
Well, I mean, some would say.
I don't know if you can get more legit than that, but all right.
So anyways, that's what's going on. And I'm like, damn, like this is fucking sharp. So we pull up to the pool part of it, and they have like security cards, like actual security guards, scanning wristbands, like looking at it, like making sure you have an ID type shit. Like it was, if your name was on the list. And so I don't know how the fuck I got in, but I got in.
You know.
And but like, you know, there's like a little music in the background and everything. And you know, yeah, it's you know, I'm moving my fucking shoulders a little bit. I was like, damn, all right, damn.
A little squatting.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, you know what I'm saying? Dude, I was about to fucking hit the jerk or something. I don't know, yeah, bro. Yeah. It was legit. Start going in there, and then like all of a sudden, like all the lights turn off, bro. And this is outdoors, so like they have this whole fucking setup. Keep in mind, this is 2017. So I like the lights go up, and there's like Bishop Gorman fucking High School. Are you ready? And I'm like, the fuck is going on, bro? My heart's fucking racing. I'm like, damn, what like, the I fuck? I was like, I mean, I think so. Like, am I ready? I don't know. Like, I'm over here questioning shit. And this big ass, or this little ass dude comes out with a fucking marshmallow on top of his head, and it ended up being marshmallow.
No way.
Swear to no fucking way, bro. And yeah, marshmallow wearing a marshmallow hat. Damn. But I didn't know who the fuck that was, right, bro, because, like, you know, at that time, like, he wasn't as big as he is now, obviously, and so...
Would you say this is what made him big?
Evidently. Probably because I was there.
He's around celebrities, obviously.
Clearly. He didn't know that he was going to be talked about on this podcast, so...
That's right. Well, this whatever. Is Bruce's network, by the way, 10 mil.
So, So anyways, like, he starts playing that fucking techno shit with the keyboard, and I'm over here, like, fucking moving and grooving, dude. I'm suited and booted. I'm fucking...
Like that.
Wait for the beat drop.
Dude, yeah, bro. I was fucking grooving, bro. And, like, side little funny story is, like, at that time, I was dating a certain individual, and, like, bro, she was, like, just irking the fuck out of me, bro. Like, I don't know about it. Like, there's just something that was upsetting me. And I just, like... I don't even know what the fuck like my body was telling me to do, but for some reason it was like I kind of like hit her with a like a Heisman move.
Oh,
I got her the fuck out of the way. Off? Yeah, bro, it was pretty sick. Wow. I'm not gonna lie. And like then that. Like I don't know, she like kind of caught the message. But anyways, like it was fucking nuts. And so then after that, bro, they're like, Marshmallow comes up, pulls up the girl's birthday up on the stage, and she's all, and they're like, happy birthday, so and so. Thank you guys for my time, and thank you guys for having such a good time. Now I'm gonna pass it to my good friends over here. They're like three or four guys, I don't know the exact number, but they're great guys, and I think you're gonna like this one. So then it goes to the other stage, so everyone fucking turns around. We're like, what the fuck is going on, bro?
Somebody else?
And like, who else is there? And it goes, all right, it's the Chainsmokers. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is going on? I'm over here at a high school party, bro. I'm 17 years old. Like, dude, this is like the time of my fucking life. And anyways, like, to make a long story short, it was a really
good festival.
It was like a mini festival for like all of like our friends and everything. And say at least, man, I enjoyed myself thoroughly that night.
Oh, I bet.
And and that's what I would define a party as opposed to Alley Rock.
That's a rager.
Yeah. So
ten people of hand jobs.
Yeah, but like here's the party is wherever I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I like that.
Right now it's party.
That.
I'm here.
I can't support that shit.
But, do you want me to tell you my second story? Or you want to go on your second story? Real
I can quick? Go on my second one.
Go ahead.
Yours will.
Go ahead. It's not as good as that one, but go ahead.
All right, right. So my friend, I'm gonna drop names, but actually I can't.
Because I have a quick question. When do we stop dropping names on this podcast?
I mean,
probably when Coach Jackson can't say names.
I'm gonna just say his name because it's the same as yours. His name's Zach, but he was throwing a party at his house, you know. Type. He has a nice backyard. It's in an okay like neighborhood. He wants to be you.
That's what it sounds like.
I mean, maybe he listens to the podcast too much.
Maybe.
And no, this is like this is during Christmas, and this is like it's like we. So I guess I'll say. I think I've talked about it before, but he's a Jehovah's Witness. So he doesn't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, it's a bold move, Con.
He doesn't celebrate Christmas, so he don't want to name it like a Christmas party.
But he came to.
But his dad's name is Rick, so we just named it Rick Musk because his dad's hella cool and he has his house, so he just named it Rick.
Side note, real quick, if there's one religion I wouldn't mind getting canceled by, it'd probably be the Jehovah's Witnesses. Everyone else, where I'm on good terms with them, but Jehovah's Witnesses, I don't know something about it. Just kind of, I wouldn't even say that it's annoying. It's just like persuasive almost. There's not just so I wouldn't even persistent. It was just one of those things, like being a Jehovah's Witness, like I don't know why. It's just there's something about being a Jehovah's Witness that I'm like, damn, like good luck. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's really tough. So we're going.
Anyway, well, you know, there was a lot of planning going into this party. You know, like 2 days prior, we were up there setting up the house, and this was in winter, so we wanted the backyard people to party in the back. So we made like tarps. Sudden, like there's like a patio that extends over, so we covered that with like tarps and put like heaters inside, and you know, fucking decorated like Christmas theme sort of like.
Okay.
And you put some lights in there, strobe lights and shit. Like we made this shit live.
Did you show up on a bike and in a nice little suit?
No. So I mean, I did go buy a fit. I had to make sure the occasion was right. I got a cut too.
Gotcha.
From Jackson's barber.
Mm.
I was looking. The cut was looking fresh.
So it didn't look too good.
That's an insult to him, dude. Not me.
Okay.
But
however you want.
Yeah. What's it called? And we fucking, so we set up everything, and like, bro, we invited like so many people,
and like, so many people,
like, bro, like at least 100, but like only 80 came. That's still okay. Still okay.
It's passing.
All the dudes came.
Yeah.
10
yeah.
girls didn't show up.
No, so we had the thing that so that party was going getting, you know, live to the point where we had other from people who were having other parties come to ours, you know.
Oh.
It was like one of those, like, oh, everyone was coming in, and at a point
you guys didn't get shut down.
Where the host was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why, like, the house is like, somebody you only hear shoulders rubbing by, you know. If it was just Corona, the whole thing would be canceled. Like, the whole neighborhood would fucking burn the house down, and that shit was like right now. But like, I just remember that was, I somehow became bartender that night, and you know, there's females there, and you know, they're like, what are we doing shots? And I was like, you want shots? Okay.
There you go.
Let's go. So when I started pouring out for like 5 people, we do it, and then some other people, hey, what the fuck, what about us? And you know, in Ukraine, you can't just, you know, pour shots and not drink with them. So I just, you know, and that was my mistake right there.
Thing for you.
That was a mistake right there. All right. That's
like
when
you take out gum, like, eat a piece, everyone's like, yeah.
Things started to get blurry.
And your gum's gone.
Yeah, like, things started to get a little blurry, you know, like, I was starting to see, like, you know, it was like 80 people, I started to see 300 of them.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was over here. You know,
natural progression.
My shit was sideways, you know. I was looking at, you know.
It should be.
You know, and as night progressed, you know, I thought I fell asleep, but I did not. I was totally conscious, blacked out, and then I just hear tons of videos of me doing, like, crazy-ass shit, like, you know, like, there's, you know, paraphernalia at the party, I'm going over there, you know, like, what's going on?
I love that. I love that for you.
Yeah, great night. It was good times, you know, good memories, good people. Yeah, that's just like a good story.
I like that.
Okay, and it's an annual thing. We're going to do it annually, so.
Oh, yeah? And
that's right. It should be bigger and bigger.
Well, those kids don't like us, Freddy.
Really?
Yeah, they're not big fans.
Too attractive, too funny? Which one?
Probably a little something about, like, our dads love us and stuff, and then, you know what I mean? One of those kind of... I think we squashed some beef last night that I was there, but it was definitely, like... all these fucking kids here, so I was like, all right, fucking I was just owning it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, you got to at that point. Sorry, I wasn't there for the
background. Sorry, well, when you come dressed in Gorman gear, I mean,
oh, you're not even in high school. Oh, you came in some Gorman shit?
No. Oh, it's just like some shit he did.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say.
This guy has
jokes. Here's my Letterman jacket. You want to see? Stay rings, like.
And this guy has jokes.
You know, I broke the saccharator. State, right?
So
keep going.
Jackson's not too amused over here.
No, that wasn't fucking funny.
15-year-old Jax, not gonna drop names, but I'll give you guys another hint. Your boy is hanging out like with a well-known boxer of our age, and we were with another individual. We were at a party, and
no hints on the other individual. I see.
No, okay. Because. That would be a little problematic in the fact of, like,
gotcha.
What was transpiring.
Gotcha.
And we're not in the mood of ruining careers right here. So, anyways, we're at a party, and, you know, you're 15 years old, and sometimes people go through people's shit, and they find a gun.
Oh.
And someone had found a gun and everything like that.
In the house or whatever?
No. Well, actually, I'm using my words wrong. He had brought a gun to a party,
okay,
a so certain individual. Good. And, it had gotten shut down, but the party was so loud and everything that the officers who came on in were checking everyone.
Mm.
For
sure what
they had.
For drugs?
Probably underage, alcohol, okay, drugs, guess, anything, yeah. Anything and everything. So just, yeah. You know, kind of exactly.
Oh, obviously.
So, you know, there's a, I wouldn't even say like a bro, it was just one of those things where it's like, well, fuck, I mean, I came in here with you. I'm not over here to like, leave you. So it's like, we got to find a way to get out of here without getting caught. And so hopped the back wall and started pushing it. I mean, I was moving and grooving, bro. I'm talking top tier speed. You want to see some real speed shit. Like that. So I'm moving.
Some legit speed.
With this boxer, another individual. And we ended up like hiding in like kind of like a sewage like line type thing. You know, those like sewage lines. And like just hiding for like 30, 40 minutes, bro. Like just paranoid as fuck. Like,
yeah.
That shit. But that was like that was like one of the most adrenaline rushes I've ever had. But yeah, but the only like cool part about it was now this guy's like a well known individual.
Yeah,
that's nice. For sure.
That's great. Nice little story.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
that.
Our. You know, to put a wrap on it, Alex had a really good party.
He said it.
It was a good gathering of people with good people, and I mean, Alex for sure enjoyed himself.
Yeah, you got a little tipsy, huh? Sorry about that. How? What was your drunk meter? Like, from one to, like, white girl wasted?
Wait, hold on. Let me answer that first, and then let's see where it ranks with his. So, like, one being he was fine to
10 being white girl wasted?
What do you think it was?
Because I left last night at, like, give or take two or three.
In the morning?
Yeah
so this was probably...
This was everyone shut down the lights at 12, he says.
Yeah, it wasn't none of that shit.
Because I've seen Alex white girl wasted once. Okay. Only once in our 2 years of friendship.
Wow.
And there's been many times.
I say that you were a 7.2.
Oh, that's not bad.
I was going for like a 5. You know, because I've definitely been... Because I kind of stopped drinking, because it was my place, so I might make sure people don't get drive drunk or nothing like that.
Right.
I wasn't trying to...
So
I obviously calmed down a little bit. But I woke up in the morning feeling like, what the fuck? But I'm gonna save a story.
And I think that goes back to my 7.2 rating, which is pretty fair. Like, it wasn't like, holy fuck, but like...
Well, I'm kind of still fucked up right now. Like, my stomach hurt.
Yeah. From the alcohol. Let me just... For all you amateur drinkers out there, let me give you a little...
Let me see. A little hack.
Before, you got a plan, obviously. You can't do this shit when you get home already fucked up. It won't work.
Okay.
Before you go out on a night you know you're drinking, take 2 Advil, dog.
Advil?
2 of them.
I heard Alka-Seltzer helps too.
2 Advil? I didn't say Alka-Seltzer. I'm trying to tell you from experience. 2 Advil?
Right before you start drinking?
Yes.
Okay.
I would suggest it with a meal, preferably lunch or dinner, depending on what time
you're at. Right.
Pop 2 of them hoes. Get blacked. Throw up. Doesn't matter. Wake up in the morning. Like,
wow.
Go run a marathon.
Shaking out nice, dude. Thing is with me, if I get drunk, dude, my sleep is just terrible. I get at most 3 hours of sleep.
Once I lay in bed, I'm passed out, dog.
That's what it is, bro. I'm like, but I wake up naturally. Like, oh, the fuck.
I feel that.
Yeah, but what are we doing next, boy? Are we doing Sad Boy?
No, I think we gotta start bench cut next, correct?
Do we?
What do you guys wanna do? I think we should go start bench cut and then Sad Boy after that.
Okay, let's do it.
So we started it, I guess, one of your boys' podcasts. Hardly any hesitation. Shout out to them. They listen, so I can support that.
We had a conversation. One of the
Their sports opinions aren't the best, but that's just because it's out of Jackson a lot. But anyways,
that's right.
We're doing a start bench cut. I feel like you guys are gonna get really disrespectful with this, and I'm not here for it. So I want you both to go first.
I know what you're gonna say.
AKA Perk Nowinski. Perk Nowinski. Kevin Garnett and my boy Timmy D, Tim Duncan. Start, bench, cut.
Okay. I would like to start, actually.
Please. I would like to go last.
I've actually, I was able to watch these guys play, like, sort of the end of their careers.
Exactly. So that's why we were talking
right
earlier, and it's like, it doesn't make sense to do guys that we really didn't even get to witness play. That doesn't,
exactly.
That's just highlights. Like, how can you base anything off highlights?
Right, yeah. but you know how dominant they were.
Oh, you know these guys
in their prime.
All 3 of these guys.
Exactly.
Fucking dogs.
But it's like, which one would I start?
Yeah.
Overall. Yeah. It's for sure, you know, Tim Duncan, bro. It's just...
I like that.
What do they call Mr. Perfect?
Oh, Mr. Fundamental.
Mr. Fundamental. Like, you know, you just can't get any better. But then between...
I don't think that's why they call him Mr. Fundamental, but yeah.
Okay. My guy.
He's just perfect. Even the fits, bro. The fits are fire.
Oh, my God. Even KG. Kevin Garnett. We'll talk about it on the podcast, All the Smoke. I'm trying to be like Jackson out here and get paid. Barstool, all the smoke, Matt Barnes, stack, you know, I'm here, you can pay me. But anyways, he talked about like Tim Duncan is just being a silent killer. Like, this fool coming out, not talking shit, K KG would be trying, you know, KG's one of the best shit talkers in the game. Be talking shit to him, look up, Tim Duncan has 20 and 15 out of nowhere. Like, what the fuck? Like, this kid, like you said, Mr. Fundamental, like, he does everything silent. He's just...
Mm-hmm. He's just balling.
It's a dog, bro.
Yeah, but Kevin Garnett, bro, shit talking is, like, one of the best traits you can have when you're in any game.
100%.
Because getting in your opponent's head is like no better feeling than that. 100%. When you get to them, you know, mad and shit. Yeah, bro. Oh, when they're fucking up on
you
something.
You throw them off their game. Like, yeah, I love that shit.
That's why he's on the team, but he's benched. Like, I'm saving him for a special occasion. Like,
see,
get in there.
I knew you'd get disrespectful here.
Like, get, piss him off. Like, but Dirk, I've seen him at the end of his career, and I'm just like, dude, like, what are you doing? Like, man. I need you to be strong.
Oh, man.
I need you to finish strong. Like, he was good, bro. Like, I just can't afford that, you know?
Jax.
I mean, I don't want to cock ride on Ali Rock. I did like your list, but I'm going to have to change it up. So, I agree with Mr. Fundamental. I think his performance in the Heat versus Spurs games, those series, was like so incredible, especially because he was on the tail end of his career. But there's a certain line that KG said that gets him the start, and I think it was Tim Duncan when Tim Duncan's mom died, and then he was like, "Happy Mother's Day, motherfucker!"
That, scoring his bitch ass.
And there's just something like that where I'm like, "Damn!"
Once I heard that,
that's disrespectful.
No, I wouldn't say that makes him. You know, that solidified him as the best shit talker. Once you can't say anything else after that, it's done.
No, best shit talker. There's a line between talking shit and just disrespecting the motherfucker.
Nah. I don't think so.
There is, bro.
I think talking shit is disrespectful in general. So, why not?
I can say you fucking missed a shot, you fucking brick. You suck. Like, that's just...
Happy Mother's Day, motherfucker.
That should have gotten his head.
It did. I promise you, it had to, bro. I don't know how it couldn't.
Yeah, they're probably still not cool to this day. I don't know.
Couldn't be. Anyway, so you're
starting
so
KG.
Then I'll start KG, and then I'm just gonna change it up entirely. I like Tim a lot. There's just something about him being stiff that just upsets me. I don't know why. Like, is he a better player than Dirk? Absolutely. But I'm gonna bench Dirk. I'm gonna have him on the team because I really like. I loved his game. To me, he was like the equivalent of what it is to be a stretch four now. And that fucking loft shot that he had and just nothing but net, there's something about it that's just beautiful. Because I don't like bank shots and shit that Tim Duncan would do and then just fucking look at you and shit. I'll give the bench to Dirk and then I'll cut Timmy D.
I like that.
Okay.
Me, personally, my decision might be a little skewed because me and my boy watched the 2006... finals recently. We watched all their games.
Okay.
So it was the Mavericks and the Heat when they had Shaq and D-Wade.
Yeah.
And just watching Dirk that whole series, man. Like, this dude was... He didn't have the best series. Comes in game 6, down 3-2. They end up losing that game. Drops 35 and 12, I believe, on 7 for 11. Like, he was just hooping, bro. And, like, the first two shots he does, like Jackson was talking about, Dirk comes down and does that turnaround little... kick out fade, and bro, it's just unstoppable. It's just nothing but net. And the teams that he won championships with,
yeah, they were pretty fucking
not sugar. Good.
They're not good teams.
They're not good.
They have names on there, but those Jerry are all on, that's what, you know, I'm saying. Those like, are all at the tail end of their career.
Yeah, and to me,
and he carried too. He did
Dirk
carry.
Is a leader. He's a Tim Duncan is as well, but Tim, you gotta think he had
Tony and Manu and Danny Green and Kawhi
later on. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. Bruce Bowen
couldn't win shit on his own.
Nope, that's why he left Minnesota.
You know what I'm saying? So to me, in my opinion, I'm starting Dirk. I think Dirk's...
That's a bold take, and I like it.
I think Dirk is the most consistent and the most clutch player on that list. I'm going to bench Timmy D. And I love Kevin Garnett. Like I said, I think he's the best shit talker in the league in history. But to me, I think that sometimes could get the best of him. Got him in a lot of foul trouble. Got him ejected a couple times.
Uh-huh.
To me, I'd rather have Tim Duncan on my bench where it's like, all right, I know this guy's going to do this every single night in and out.
That's smart.
And then I'd cut KG.
Oh, okay. That's smart.
We all had like something that. Different. I kind of like that too.
Yeah, I'm more of a, you know, and I mean, this is maybe why I'm not going to be a good GM or owner, because I'm more of an, what type of guy are you? That
right.
type of player, you know, it's weird.
It's a good thing we do this podcast then.
That's right. Anyway.
Sad boy, correct?
Yeah, I want to start it off because it kind of, mine kind of, you know, pigtails off the when we're talking about parties.
Oh, okay, okay.
I am my sad boy, actually, unfortunately. I realized this last night.
You're your own sad boy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I like that.
It takes a sad boy, you know, to know a sad boy. So, yeah.
I don't know, like, you guys need to hear it out. Well, it's like, great party, great time.
Kickback.
Still a virgin.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting to, dude.
I didn't know that's where you're going. I'm sorry.
Just insult injury, it's fine. I mean.
I didn't know that was moral of your sadness.
No, I'm going to wait to hear the story because there's a certain instance that came up that night that I'm just going to wait to see where you go with this.
Okay, you can for sure add. But, you know, a certain female came and there was feelings, so, you know, and uh-oh, one thing led to another and, you know, things got a little whatever and, you know, I haven't been in that situation in quite a while. But I handled it like a champ, you know, took advantages of the opportunities that were given, but not all the opportunities, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm getting to? Like, there was a moment where we were, you know, alone, shit like that, and I just...
Is this who I'm sorry to interrupt, is this who I mentioned earlier?
When
I
No, a different female. Yeah, different female.
You're just rolling in my mouth.
I know, I mean... There's
I know.
And this is the first time I ever experienced blue balls.
Oh, no.
Dude, I had to walk around, like, different the whole night. Like, what the fuck? Like, this shit hurts.
Okay, so now, yeah, that's where I need to interject real quick. So I'm outside, and I'm doing my best to, like, get... You know, there's going to be people that say that they contributed to this, but I'm going to be honest with you, Ali Rock, and I hope that you, like, take up for me on this. I was the MVP when it came to, like, trying to set this shit up.
No, yeah,
you were a wingman.
I give you
because
credit.
Because there, I was fucking trying to, and he kept on jumping too late. Honestly, it wasn't too early. It was just too late.
It wasn't Lob City out there.
No, it was like the tail end of like Lob City, where you know CP3 is blaming, and he's blaming fucking DeAndre, and he's also blaming Blake, and it's just it's not gelling well, you know what I mean? But I'm still fucking lobbing it up because I'm a dimer, you know what I mean? I'm fucking doing it, but he's just not doing his
dime.
You know, and he's just not doing his due diligence. But anyways, I just want to like mention that I was the MVP, but yeah, he comes outside and I'm giving the distance as needed. And he just comes up to me and he's like, bro, like, I don't even think I have blue balls, bro. Like, my dick is purple. Like,
some of my balls are purple.
But, like, this shit fucking hurts bad. And he's walking, bro. And he walked like a 65-year-old man that, like, hasn't had a shit.
Oh, like, he was chafing.
Yeah.
No, like, I felt like
it was bad.
I felt like somebody took a fucking, like, soccer player kicked me in the balls, dude. Like, that bad.
And so, I don't want to, we'll talk about it a little off the podcast. I can
mention a few details.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't want you to go too into detail, but
no,
I would,
we respect
you know,
women
I was
out here.
No, we were getting a little, you know, close to each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, type shit, you know.
Wait, what's, I don't know, I don't know what that means.
You know what that means, like, but it just didn't happen, you know, because, like, I had like, a little respect there. Like, we respect women. Right.
She, like,
on and off.
On you, grabbed your leg, oh, let me go grab another, like, one of those types.
No,
you know, she wanted it, but...
Right, but at the same time, you know, it's like, if I do this, am I a scumbag? Am I in my head? Like, am I a scumbag? And you know,
right.
She got to talk to you later. Does she think I'm just like, just a fucking, just a follow? You know, I'm not trying to give the bad.
At the end
impression.
Of the day, my name's Coach Jax for a reason. I was teaching my young squire how to be a gentleman, how to handle it like a pea. And at the end of the day, it's just like when I was coaching the little kids, they just didn't execute the mission that I had set out there. So,
it's entirely
your fault.
I was just going to say, you just kind of brought up a good point. Your kids aren't successful.
You're not going to coach.
Ali Rock wasn't successful. When do we blame it on the coach?
When
do
we fire this guy?
This guy's like Hugh Jackson out here running the Browns.
I wouldn't even say that. I'm more like the Sean McVay where the system is just there. Sean McVay, the system
they
is...
They got to the bowl.
So
he didn't get nowhere close to home plate.
I was maybe like, you know, conference final. Type shit.
I mean, I wasn't there, so I couldn't tell you, but it doesn't sound
I
like...
I was one move away, I think. One word away.
It sounds like you didn't make the playoffs, dog.
It's no, just like the lie. System that I have set up is it's a great system. Some would call it genius. Me.
Right.
But like he had less to do with it. I had more to do with his plan. Like his plan was like...
Exactly. That's my job as a coach.
You just needed him, you know what I'm saying? You
no,
were like,
he,
you know,
he
I
was over there like... But like
yeah, here, let me go fucking whack your dick off and make sure that you're fucking good. Like what else did you want me to do?
I invited the female. I was talking to the female.
Who walked her in?
Who was working with her that day? Not me.
Which, this whoa, guy.
Wait, so she's a Dickies employee.
Whoa.
You said who was working with
now,
her.
Now we're just coming
out. You said
out
who was working with her. You're, I'm just trying to piece
that's
clues
his fault
together.
That's, that's Ally Rock's fault.
Fuck, I am piecing move clues together. You know, they said the second best place to meet your wife is at work. First is the supermarket. So you didn't
meet
her at Smith's.
Whoa, I didn't get no ring here. And there's no wife yet. Chill.
Jesus Christ. That was probably one of the more amateur things that Ally Rock's ever done on a podcast.
Now, what's amateur is you thinking you like did everything for me. That was just pathetic. Like,
I love
you
it.
You know? It's all good. Shoot or
we
shoot.
We always name drop, so you know.
I mean, that's just our thing. But
yeah,
anyway.
We need to cancel off for that.
Go ahead, Jax is next.
Yeah, I was going to say, go ahead, Jax.
Hold up, I got to pull it up. So my sad boy of the week is the Madden ratings, and there's just a couple things. Yeah. I actually have it like archived because it is actually like atrocious. Not like archived.
That,
insane.
The 99 ratings scare me.
It's actually like atrocious on some of the things that they actually put out there. So I'm just gonna go with first the team ratings. I just want to know, you know, and I'm not a hater or anything like that, but I just want to know how the best team in the league, according to Madden 21, is the New Orleans Saints.
Mm.
Got beat by Kirk Cousins last year. Like, are we gonna forget about
you
that?
Like that.
Yeah. Then it goes the 49ers, lost to the Super Bowl. Then it goes the fucking Ravens, who got their ass
the
torn
Chiefs
up.
Are number 4? I didn't know this.
No, the Chiefs are number 7 out of 82 wow overall. And you know who's above them?
82 overall.
No, and you know who's
their
above them?
Their defense is dog shit.
You know who? They won a Super
Texans
Bowl.
Texans. Don't
no
say.
It's the Cowboys and the Eagles.
The Eagles and the Cowboys.
Like, so we're going to talk about one of the worst divisions in football that go 8 and
well, eight. I don't know about one of the worst divisions in football. That's
so
tough.
And but then not only that, then it goes to some of the players that, so Alvin Kamara, 88 overall, Deshaun Watson, 86 overall.
Oh, I thought he was 86.
Lamar Jackson, if you're on the cover, if you're on the cover of the game and you only get a 94 rating, like that's a little sketch.
They gave him like a,
they
gave him an 81 on break tackles.
Le'Veon, I don't want to hear.
87. And then Kyler Murray is probably the most disrespectful one. As a rookie of the year, you're going to be a 77, which is
Wait, but so I have a question, because I agree that's disrespectful, but he's better than Baker Mayfield. Wow, Kyler Murray's better than Baker Mayfield. Baker's a 76.
Yeah, so
yeah,
anyways, Madden 21 sorry creators are kind of on my shit list right now.
Right.
Madden 21 is dark shit. My sad boy,
still getting it,
I like this vibe that we got going, because you know Jackson was a sad, his own sad boy for like 6 weeks straight.
Yeah, something like that.
You were your own.
No,
sad
I wasn't
boy
even say that. I was my. I was just.
You were.
Getting,
I mean, you were. You appeared.
I was just getting dumbass of the week, sad boy of the week. It was just. It was a tough time.
You were
life,
there.
Not gonna
yeah
lie.
No, it happens. But I like this trend. You were your own sad boy. Me personally, I'm my own sad boy this week as well.
Okay, I like that. Explain.
UFC fight night last night. I don't know if you were aware, boys. I'm sure Jackson was. It was free, so I'm like, shit, I don't gotta spend the $64. Might as well put that on bets, right? You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so I threw like $200 out, all on prop bets. I went 0-8. I didn't win fucking one.
Wow.
Didn't win one fucking prop bet.
You should have consulted with me, bud.
Yeah, because you did so well last time. Anyways.
Better than you.
My bro, it was just bad.
This
but
the
like
rough
last
night.
Yeah, so I had like $25, whatever I was playing with, winning a couple fights, whatever. There's 9 fights, I believe. I only got to watch the last 5. The last 2 fights, I have probably $150 on the last 2 fights. Watching the stream, Jax, were you watching? Went off, correct? Were you there? Or were you
the
watching
stream?
The stream?
Like
stream
it went
cut,
off?
My stream cut off.
Oh, mine didn't. Mine didn't.
Really?
Like, are you talking about like the Kevin Gastelum fight and then
the last 2 fights I couldn't see.
Really? No shit. I watched the entire thing, yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
On ESPN Plus?
Yeah. Did you look up on Twitter? Did a lot
I
of
did,
it?
I did, and there was people tweeting about
no
it.
No shit.
Yeah,
I had it on in the restaurant, and it worked.
Yeah, no, but I had in the second in the co-main event, it was a 3-round fight. I had both of the dudes win, or I had either dude winning in the second round.
Oh.
First round submission, which I couldn't see. So look, from my perspective, I have $150 on the last 2 fights. Me, I'm thinking it's a blackout nationwide. Nobody can see these fights, right?
Oh man.
So you're telling me, the co-main event and the main event, both have a first round early submission. So I'm thinking this whole thing is a fluke, whole time.
It's rigged.
It has to be. Yeah. Oh, it has to be. I'm watching, it was like a TiVo, like the red, white, like, literally like the screen where it says technical difficulties, like on cartoons and shit, that's what popped up. And I was like, bro, they're playing with me right now. Like, this can't be real. I check my phone, update it, round 1 submission. I'm like, all right, well, that's bullshit. I fucking roll a blunt. I'm sitting here waiting on the last fight because I'm like, all right. It didn't start for like 25 minutes. I don't know if you were there. I thought they were trying to fix this issue because I keep refreshing, like waiting for round one, like to start on the main event.
Yeah.
Doesn't start for like 25 minutes. So 3 seconds. Like, okay, cool. So they're waiting to fix this issue and then start the main event. So I'm sitting here waiting 30 minutes, refresh, 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 round one submission again. Yeah. Like, okay, that seems a little convenient, but okay. So I'm on Tab Boy because that shit was sick.
So, man, you're down 200 or something like that, right?
Yeah, at least. I worse today, but yeah.
It's all good. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Consult our UFC guru
right here. Bounce back, baby.
Yeah. Well, I think they finished. That was some good Tab Boys right there. I like that.
I love it.
They close out. You can ultimately be sad because of the story. But the worst ass beatings you can get from your parents. And I think all of us here are like, you know, like nowadays kids.
You weren't
like,
soft.
Nowadays kids get like, oh, stop doing that.
Right. Yeah.
Bro, back in the heart, we got beat.
Facts.
I wasn't beat too many times, but I guess I can say my story. that's my podcast, whatever. Also, my dad would never be the one doing the beating. It was always my mom. Yeah, it's always the mom, bro. My dad would be yelling and shit, you know, la la la, and then mom would come in here and beat my ass. I don't remember what the fuck I did, dude. It was like, you know, I think it was actually my sister. Like, so my sister would do this dumbass shit. And there were times where, like, you know, I hit her or whatever, she'd be biting me. There was one time that she just started crying out of nowhere. I'm just sitting there. She's like, oh my god. Like, my mom's like, what the fuck's wrong? And she's like, he hit me. And so I was like, what the fuck? Like, get the fuck. So she's like, bend me over her knee. Pop, pop. And then she does the thing with a wooden spoon too.
Yeah, bah, yeah, bah, bah. Yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then my dad gets the bugs, you can do it again. I was like, I didn't do shit. One time with the belt, no more fun. I was like, wow, I resent my sister a little bit. Every day since. Like, damn, bro. I should just little kids can get away with that. It's just real stress. And then I don't really get beat after that, you know? I was just a good boy.
There's always that time where it's like it's almost like you outrun your mom or like
I'll my tell
mom
you this, always bro. Did that.
Or, like, you grab, like, whatever she's about to hit you with, and you're like, like, I can't be beat no more.
There's
type
one,
shit, and then they stop beating you, and then they just do some more evil shit.
I would say, there was one time, bro, I don't even know what, I think I was, like, you know, bitching to my parents about something, or, like, talking back, and I was, like, she was, like, standing in the corner, and she, like, fucking slapped my ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at her, and I was, like, that didn't hurt no more. And then she was, like, looked at me, she walked away, bro. I knew I got her after that. Like, she did not stop me. She knew she couldn't do shit. That was hilarious.
I like that. As, same with you, my mom was the disciplinarian. My dad never asked about grades, nothing like that. My dad was like, how was practice? You know, okay, he was that guy. My mom was always, how are your grades, blah, blah, blah. And in kindergarten, bro, this is like one of my earliest memories. I don't remember who or why I got in so much trouble for this, bro. I went to a Christian middle school, Christian preschool. So I kind of get it. But, bro, the only thing I had said to this girl was, liar, liar, pants on fire. But I can't get in too much trouble for that, right? You can't. Bro, they call my mom. My mom comes and picks me up, takes me home from school. Because I don't know why that was such a fucking big deal, but it was. And, bro, she takes me home and she was the same way, bro. She had a belt, mm-hmm. She had a wooden spoon, and she'd make you pick.
Oh, wow.
So I was
that's like, rough. What was your choice?
Spoon.
Really?
Yeah, she broke that motherfucker, bro. And, like, she realized, that was the last time I was, like, I got beat before that. But when she broke it, I was, like, obviously I was fucking crying and shit. I was, like,
yeah.
6 or 7, like, however old you are in pre-K. And she was like, okay, like, I think I'm gonna chill out now. And I didn't get beat again after that. Like, I did some bad shit, obviously. Uh-huh. That was the last time I was beat. She fucking broke that spoon. Bro, that shit was bad.
Yeah.
I never had that. No one broke something over me, but that's rough.
That shit was tough.
Let me hear from you, Jax.
Well, you know, I really like this segment because I told everyone on Wednesday that we should bring back being kids. That was my highlight of the week.
We should bring back bullying.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It builds character. It builds character. And then, I mean, there's just a lot of, you guys are all fucking soft. So, I mean, I was hesitant at first when Ali Rock proposed this idea, but I'm just going to go fucking full on say it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, some that CPS was involved a couple times in my life. Not going to lie. No big deal. Bro, it builds character. Like I said, I came out pretty fucking good. So,
some people
it's like my, yeah, some. My, like seventh birthday, bro. Like,
oh, I was on your birthday,
bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, like bro, like in front of my, like in front of my friends and shit too, bro. Like, you know how like fucking problematic that shit is. But like, mine's a lot different. My dad was the one that beat the shit out of me, bro. Like my mom, like raised a hand to me and shit. But like that never fazed me, bro. I honestly think it hurt my mom more to like fucking like hurt me than it did it ever hurt, you know what I mean? Like she just wasn't like that. But my dad gave no fucks, bro. He was with that. Man. He was with that. So
he was with that legitness.
Oh yeah, bro. So bro, it was like my seventh birthday and I think I was like I said something to my sister or something like that. I was like, get away, Riley, or something like that, bro. And my dad, bro, fucking heard it and saw it, and dude, I got like a full on pimp slap, bro, like straight to the face, like in front of bro, it wasn't even a backhand, it was a front hand, bro. Front hand fucking damn fucking face all red and shit. I was like, fuck. Front of my friends and shit. And like it was just one of those things where it's like you're 7 years old and your fucking friends are like, ooh. Damn, bro. And then another one, bro, was like, my dad was a disciplinarian, like on football, like all that shit, bro. Like my dad used to like make me cry and shit after, like, bro, I could score two touchdowns. My dad would be like, bro, like that was the most piss poor performance I ever fucking seen. I'd be like, damn, bro. But like one day in practice,
bro, this is practice.
Like literally, bro, we're at practice, and like this is when I had really like started falling in love with football and shit, bro. So like I was watching all types of highlights, and like back in the day, like T.O. and shit like that, like if he didn't get like a good fucking pass, and like there's times where he had some shitty quarterbacks, like there were. I mean, he had Donovan McNabb and other shit, but like there's also times where he had pretty shitty quarterbacks, and he was still like relatively fucking good, and he put his hands up in the air because T.O. just didn't give a fuck. So he puts his hands up in the air and was like, bro, what the fuck is that? So in practice, bro, this kid had, you know, he was coach's kid and everything like that, had no fucking arm strength. I should have been quarterback, no big deal. But I run a perfect fucking out route. I'm fucking it was on air and everything like that. But anyways, this dude just completely fucking misses me, bro. And I put my hands up in the air. I'm like eight. I'm eight. Yeah. So like I don't understand what the fuck, you know what I mean? I didn't realize, like, I'm glad that my dad taught me this shit, but like at the same time I like that was a pussy ass throw. So his dad should have beat his ass for that throw. Really, if you ask me. Anyway, so I put my hands up in the air and everything, and bro, like my dad literally grabbed me by my face max, took me off, bro, in front of all these coaches for all these kids. It's like, if you ever do that again, you'll never play football again, and like started fucking like it wasn't even like an ass beating, it was just one of those like fucking like push me back, and like I fucking fell and shit. It was like, go out there and fucking do practice, and like I was like, damn.
Was he a coach?
No, bro. No, my dad never coached. Like, so my dad never coached us in anything, bro. But like my dad was in the stands, like, embarrassing the fuck out of me, bro. Oh yeah, bro. My dad would embarrass the fuck out of me, bro.
My mom would be like, "All right, you're good to go. I'm dropping you off." Mm-hmm. Not staying for none of that.
Another thing, bro, I keep remembering, like, just like flashback. But you know, wherever my mom went, I'd be with her by her side, and she'd have my little sister carrying it. And then there would be times where, like, you know, she's just getting pissed at you. Fucking yanks you and shit.
Yeah.
He's a little like, don't fucking do this shit again. Fucking in public too.
You can't do too much. Especially when we were, you couldn't. That was like at the point where it's like, all right, maybe you shouldn't hit your kids. Like,
no.
People would be like turning an eye, like, damn, you're smacking the fuck out of that kid right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was at that point where you kind of had to be sneak about it. I got took in a couple dressing rooms over at Macy's.
Oh, dude.
Have you ever been in the dressing room basketball? Yeah,
that's a different level.
Because then it's like, my mom made me regroup. She's like, you better wipe all those tears off. Like, we're going to act like nothing happened. And we'll fucking walk out of here with like a shirt.
That's
what they try on and shit.
It's just funny, dude. You just have to, like, follow, you have to follow her ass around. Like,
yeah, literally just mad all day. Like, one damn.
Exactly, bro. This just makes me realize, like, I'm going to have to beat my kids, too. I mean, it's just like,
bro,
there's no other way to raise them.
I couldn't, bro. I'd be the fuck. I'm not the fuck. I beat my dog, you know? Like, my dog's, I got a pit bull. I got, you know, like, he can take that shit. Bro, like, when he pisses in the fucking house, I hit him. If your kid fucking, you know what I'm saying?
If your kid pisses in the house, you hit him.
How do you discipline somebody without?
You guys want to know? You guys want to know a good one that my mom did one day?
Yeah, let me hear that.
So like when she started like dating my stepdad, bro. Like, he used to tell us, like, what his beatings were, but they weren't even beatings. Like, they're just, like, well-thought-out, methodical fucking plans on, like, how to discipline your child.
Wow.
So, he's, he's of Mexican descent, bro. And, like, I mean, I'm as white as white comes, bro. So, like, my mom was more of the, like, let's just talk about what happened instead of fucking... Because there was times, bro, when I was, like, dude, I was a little shit, bro. And I should have gone some of my ass beatings from my mom, but my mom never did it. So when she started dating him, he would, like, just, like, he'd be like, bro, what the fuck? Like, chill out. But one of the worst ones I got where I was like, bro, I will never do this shit again. I got in trouble for, like, back-talking or something like that, and my mom made me get... She got white rice and made me put my knees on it and just sit there for, like, 10, 15 minutes. And, bro, it like, if you've ever done that shit before, it hurts bad. It's not fun.
I've never done it.
Like, it's not a fun time, bro. So that's an actual one.
How long did you have to stay on there?
10 or 15 minutes, bro. Knees on the fucking thing with dry rice on my fucking knees. Hurt bad. On wooden floor, too.
Well, no, I know in Ukraine, my dad said you got beaten with poison ivy.
Wow.
That's rough right there.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did the Ukrainian punishments, but...
Yeah. But other, yeah, probably another one's like they pull out a stingray and then just lets it fucking sting you and change.
Here's
like
my rattlesnake. Just...
Yeah.
Anyway, good episode. We're going to cut a little bit short.
Your kids.
I know we kind of...
No interview here. Maybe we'll do something next week.
That's right.
Spice her up.
Look forward to intermission report.
Please.
Yeah, we're going to try to do the interaction, the fan interaction thing. We're going to think of something and post it like Tuesday so it's ready for Wednesday. But anyways, catch you guys Wednesday.
Yes, sir.